reluctantly accepted Bryce's two-match suspension?
Oh, look, it's disappointing that he's out. And, you know, obviously his intent wasn't to hurt. But the situation is what it is, and we know that the head is sacrosanct, so...
Taking Bryce out of it, are those sort of tackles the ones that should be result in the suspension, or do you think that's a bit harsh?
Well, look, there was probably a half dozen that were very similar that didn't have the same outcome. In terms of intent, we know that probably our biggest challenge going forward is that we need to keep strong pressure on the opposition, and we need to keep strong, aggressive contests when the ball's in the sphere.
Did you think about it, Bjorn? Did you come close to going up again? Try again?
No, we didn't.
Do you tell your players anything different, like to tackle differently?
Obviously, we've got to have some care in terms of the outcomes of tackles, but we need, and I stress this, we need to maintain the intent that we have for the opposition.
I guess if Gary Ablett gets the footy, you'll be telling your players to tackle him pretty hard.
Oh, look, I think if any Gold Coast player gets the footy, we'll be asking for strong tackles and strong intent.
But do you expect him to play?
Well, we expect him to play, and we expect he'll be 100%.
If he does play, is Patrick Cripps a chance to run with him just to give him a bit of taste of what it's like to play with someone like Gary?
Yeah, look, we've got match media this afternoon, but I suspect there'll be a number of guys that roll through those positions, obviously with the amount of rotations in modern footy. I'm sure he won't have just one opponent.
Did Jack Viney sort of show the way in round one, though, how you play a hard, strong tag on a Gary Ablett?
As I said, we need to play hard, strong football on all of their players. Because that, you know, that's in terms of how we go forward, we need weighted numbers in that area.
Was last week the benchmark? Like, the boys just have to come with the intensity that they came with last week, and anything plus, we won't accept anything less.
Well, I mean, that's what our leaders are driving, and that's what our leaders are demanding. We know that when you bring that sort of effort, and I've spoken about it before, when you bring that sort of effort, you get to work on your game a bit. But it needs to be standard, and we can't be really lauding it unless we can do that consistently.
Just going back to the comments you made about the intent you want to show and the tackle, it's fair to say there hasn't been a bad word said to Bryce about that incident at the club. You're happy with the way he's conducting himself? Or?
Well, I'll reiterate, we want strong effort and strong intent.
You're not confident you can maintain the intensity you've shown the last couple of weeks? Quite often we see a spike under a new coach and players are rejuvenated. Are you confident you can keep that going for another 8 to 10 weeks?
Well, that's the plan, and the leaders are driving that. Our match committee is driving that, and we've got an expectation. But you know, the challenge going forward is to maintain that, as you're suggesting.
Have you spoken to the panel at all, the coaching selection panel, and indicated that you're on a short list at all or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Do you expect to in the coming weeks, or is that still so far away?
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, and we've got a fair bit right in the forefront of our minds at the moment in terms of performance week to week. So,
is Jamison a chance this week, or does he need some more footy in the VFL?
Yeah, Jamison's in the mix amongst a few other guys that played really good football in the VFL. You know, David Allard's been playing really well, Nick Holman, a couple of young guys, Nick Holman and Blaine Bokers have been good. And so they'll all be in the mix, and we'll have match with me this afternoon, talk through those options.
Yeah, has the boys been on the track this week after a win? It must be, I feel like, a different place, I guess, on the training track, and you must get a lot of confidence coming into this week.
Look, we need to just keep resetting. Effort doesn't just roll on. It has to be sparked week in, week out. You can't just expect it to occur, and we understand that.
Is Gold Coast better than a bottom two club?
Absolutely. They squeezed Fremantle to within an inch in their very last outing. So they're a good football club. They're going to get a lot of good players back this week. So we're under no illusion that it's going to be a very solid game on Sunday afternoon.
Must be relieved then that the roof will be closed at Etihad if there's any rain after seeing them get amongst Fremantle in the wet up there.
Well, they're a good ball use team in the dry too, so wet or dry, they're a concern.
Have you noticed a difference with Chris Judd sort of not out here at the moment? Has the boys sort of, I suppose, just the way they have training and that sort of stuff without him being out here? And
he's a larger, Chris Judd's a larger than life figure, and there's no doubt that it's a different atmosphere because of what the weight he just carried, but you just see that there's a vacuum in terms of that space, and it's being filled really strongly with young guys who are exuberant and energetic, and and that's a good thing.
Alright,
thanks.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, I'll have a touch in the store.
No worries, mate. Good on you. Cheers.